and welcome to episode 9 of the Sales Training Solutions Podcast.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Phyllis Mikolaitis with this week's podcast. I've heard you. You got up this morning all cheerful and pumped up and ready to make calls and close sales. But when you got out there, your calls went to voicemail. The prospect said no or hung up. Your customers were staring at their smartphones in the elevator, so no elevator pitch. The receptionist is now gone, and the automatic voice asked you for the extension number you want. The person you want to speak to doesn't see anyone without an appointment, and she's booked for weeks. That's enough to let the air out of anyone's balloon. But you know that successful sales reps get a lot of no's in addition to the successful yeses. It's easy to get down and feel there's no way to succeed in this environment. Do you have to be connected to a celebrity to get someone to pay attention? Do you have to have an iPod in your pocket playing "We Are the Champions" over and over to keep you up? No, the celebrity would be nice, but that's not lasting, and it depends on someone else for your success. The iPod with the tune is not the answer either. It's a fact, you will get rejections. It may not be the right time. The company may have just merged, and things are still in flux. The person with authority may be out ill, or they're out of the country, and things are just on hold. So what should you do? Well, let's look at some techniques used by experts in the field to keep themselves up and ready to meet the opportunity when it comes. First, I've always mixed some customer care calls on happy, satisfied customers with cold calling. When you see a happy face and they tell you about how they used your product with success in some new application, it raises your spirits. Next, change your self-talk. If you're getting down because you had several rejections in a row, don't say to yourself, "I'm terrible at my job." Instead, you might say, "I'm distracted. Let me get a cup of coffee and focus on being positive and prepared for the next call." Then don't just say positive things like "I'm great." While you're enjoying that cup of coffee, envision several past experiences and how you succeeded. Then ask yourself if you can make a great connection and make a sale. I like that Daniel Pink says, act like Bob the Builder and ask yourself, "Can I do it?" And answer, "Yes, I can." Compare that last call or calls with the past successes. Make some notes on the differences and make adjustments to your pitch. This may sound silly, but it actually does work because your brain accesses past strategies and resources to help you succeed. Research shows that questioning self-talk actually has a greater impact than external positive comments because it accesses reasons for doing something and it reminds you you have the capability and how you succeeded. Next, don't have a limiting mindset. Develop a mindset of positivity and affluence. Have a big vision. Envision yourself successful and affluent in every area of your life. I like John Maxwell's quote from Dr. Martin Luther King. He said, Martin Luther King didn't say, "I have a complaint." He said, "I have a dream." Look to the future. The next call is a new opportunity. Develop an attitude of positivity. I learned that word from my mentor, John Assaroff, and I use it in my speeches as a cancer survivor when speaking to those newly diagnosed or undergoing treatment. It's not a word just for those attending spiritual gatherings or who are into New Age thinking. It's something that behavioral scientists prove works. Both Martin Seligman of the University of Pennsylvania and Barbara Fredrickson of the University of South Carolina have conducted research in this area and published books and articles on the subject. Dr. Fredrickson found positivity broadens people's view of possibilities and makes them more creative and receptive to new ideas. It will make you remarkably resilient in challenging times and situations. It will help you be creative, and it will help you acquire new skills and generate new ways to achieve success. Dr. Fredrickson tells us that when we have negative experiences, you have negative thoughts. The secret to keeping up is to maintain a ratio of 3 positive emotions to 1 negative emotion. To help you keep your ratio up, you can post positive messages on your smartphone, your computer, or on your office wall. You can also set your phone to have one pop up automatically at a time that you know you won't be with a customer. Then you won't get involved in what you're doing and forget to reinforce the positive. This helps not only you, but the people you're dealing with. When you're positive and enthusiastic, it's contagious, and the person that you're with becomes positive and enthusiastic. Want to test your positivity ratio and track your progress? Visit Dr. Fredrickson's website, www.positivityratio.com. You can take her free 20-question self-test to establish a baseline. Then you can track your progress, all for free. You'll be amazed at how it will correlate to your improved success in business and your personal life. You can read Dr. Fredrickson's book, Positivity, and Dr. Seligman's book, How to Change Your Mind and Your Life, if you'd like more information on the topic. Another thought in this area is don't take it personally. So many sales reps get down and take the rejection personally. But your prospect could have a million other reasons for rejecting your request for a meeting or your offer. So reframe your thoughts by thinking of several reasons that she might have said no. Did you know that it takes at least 5 contacts in most cases to get someone to be interested in what a salesperson has to say? Persistence is important. Stay positive and earn the right to do business with your prospect. Think of ways you could be of service. Send an article you think may be of interest to them. Make them aware of opportunities to learn new information. Use internet resources like LinkedIn to find out about their interest and send them something related to it. You can also discover the organizations they belong to and attend a meeting. Stay positive and enthusiastic.
You're listening to Sales Training Solutions.
It's true that your prospects will want to spend time with you if you're positive and enthusiastic about your solution and working with them. But they also want to spend time with someone who offers insight. In my last podcast, I discussed how to deliver insights. In this podcast, I want to talk for a minute about how you develop insight, as it can give you that competitive edge. Lots of sales training programs tell you that you have to provide insight to be of value to the customer now that he has so much information available on the internet. But how do you develop real insight? As a sales rep, I uncovered something that helped me make not only entry-level sales, but also million-dollar sales. One of my managers focused on counting the number of calls as an indicator of success. But I felt, and I still feel, a full day of quality calls is better than a higher number of generic calls. I may be telling you something that many of you know, but I think it bears repeating, and I can provide some ideas to expand your thinking. Providing a canned value statement won't make the winning connection to today's prospect. Research helps you create a specific value statement and select relevant stories to communicate your point and develop insights for that specific customer. As a production printing sales rep selling high-dollar solutions, I was assigned the pharmaceutical industry. When I started in the territory, I knew absolutely nothing about it, other than it was responsible for developing and distributing the prescriptions and healthcare products used by many people. My first step was to research the industry and uncover what were their most important processes and the related documentation. I looked at the issues and then thought about how we could help. FDA filings and research tracking documents were the top priority, followed by documents associated with production. I'd learned from the best in my company, So my next step was to create a specific value proposition and a list of specific questions I wanted to ask my prospect. Asking the right questions was critical to getting the whole picture. The answers to my questions gave me clarity on the obstacles each pharmaceutical company encountered. Although they all had the same goal, each approached the process with their own nuances. Finding the issues specific to each company allowed me to discuss details of my recommendation and provide real insight. Getting clarity on the whole picture of their process and how they handle the obstacles is critical to your clear communication and connection to your prospect. This initial approach allowed me to gain agreement from the senior executives to conduct a thorough research of their processes and interviews with those directly involved in them. The end result was I gained real in-depth knowledge of the process and the challenges. I actually uncovered more opportunities for sales in the steps along the way. If I hadn't gained clarity and the details on the whole process, I would have missed so many opportunities and I wouldn't have connected at the same level. Nor would I have had the same level of sales success. The executives that signed my contracts knew I understood the issues and they respected me as a trusted advisor. Because I understood the process, I could not only provide insight, but I could also explain how it could be implemented with the least disruption to their processes and how it could help them achieve their goals in less time. I'd like to tie this back to my initial point on positivity. As I worked with each company, I learned more and more about the industry. So I gained knowledge and confidence. When I got a no from someone, I did the Bob the Builder exercise Dan Pink mentioned, and I asked myself what I did in other accounts and what strategies did I need to change. I'm a visual person, so making notes on paper helped me see what I needed to do. The exercise even allowed me to have a great strategy session with my manager and with other sales executives. Remember, life is full of pressures and challenges. When they come flying at you, they can have a negative impact on your enthusiasm and your positive attitude. So don't waste your energy on negative thoughts. They'll sap the vitality and strength right out of you. You'll lose not only your energy, but also your motivation. So refresh your supply of enthusiasm every morning. Work to channel your energy on positive thoughts and a vision of a successful and affluent future. Be like Bob the Builder and say, "Yes, I can." You'll reap the many benefits in not only your business life, but also your personal life. Well, that wraps up my podcast for today. Join me again next week for more hints and tips. I appreciate your feedback, so please send me your questions and comments, or make a topic suggestion to me at phyllis@salestrainingsolutions.com. Bye-bye and have a happy, positive day.
You've been listening to Sales Training Solutions. Visit us at salestrainingsolutions.com to find out more about improving your sales skills.